Welcome to the B-Zone. I'm your host, Bob Wilcher. Let's talk about how to get the best results during your workouts. If you have no clue how to exercise, what to do, how to do it, how long to do it, then trying to do it on your own is ridiculous. You need a coach or a program that is built on a system that produces results. Let's talk about what a successful routine looks like. It all starts with preparation. Are you showing up prepared? Do you have the right gear? Are you there early? And do you have the right attitude? Your intention is critical. I've never had a great workout unless my mind was in the right place. That means that I was committed to having a great workout and ready to work hard and smart before the workout even started. Having goals are absolutely fundamental to success. Why are you working out? What are you trying to accomplish, and how will you know if you accomplish it? Your purpose is the reason you push when it gets tough and the reason you stay in control of your emotions. Without a strong purpose, you'll get soft and lazy and waste your time. You have to want to be good instead of wanting to feel good. Feeling good is something you will earn through hard work. That means you evaluate yourself based on your performance and not your feelings. To be successful in the gym, you have to be able to put aside your sensitivities and toughen up. And that all starts with getting your mind right before you walk in. The first thing you have to do before the workout starts is warm up your body. Warming up means moving and building up a light sweat. Stretching and foam rolling is not warming up. You have to get on a cardio machine and start moving. Go real easy for the first 5 minutes. I like to start with a bike and focus on my RPMs being over 90 with very light tension. After 2 or 3 minutes, the joints start feeling looser. And after 5 minutes, I like to stand for 30 seconds and pick up the effort with increased tension and then sit back down at the same 90 RPMs and light tension that I went at for the first 5 minutes. I'll repeat the 30 seconds standing and 30 seconds sitting for another 5 minutes to bring me to a 10-minute warm-up. By this time, I've broken a very light sweat and I'm ready to do whatever's required. You can warm up on any cardio machine, but do something similar to this and you'll get much more value out of your workout. If you have an extra 2 or 3 minutes after you're warmed up, I'd recommend some dynamic warm-up drills, which will take your joints and muscles through a range of motion that will prime them for action. Check out killerbeefitness.com for my recommendation of dynamic warm-up exercises. Now you are ready to go. Go right into your workout. You don't want to stand around and get cold and stiff. Technique is imperative on all machines and during all exercises throughout the entire workout, including the warm-up. Check out killerbeefitness.com and look at my technique videos for the machines we have at Killer Bee Fitness. The Concept 2 Row Machine, the Stages Bike, and the VersaClimber. You can't just work hard. You have to work smart. Pushing harder with flawed technique will likely lead to injuries. That's no good. So take the time to watch the videos and practice a little every day. The most important movement humans should master is the hinge, which is the start of a proper squat. This is transferable to just about every cardio machine and a lot of strength exercises. Done properly, it protects your back and sets you up to use your glutes properly and more powerfully. The glutes are your largest muscles in your body, and to have a strong aerobic engine and a fast metabolism, you have to use them properly. On the Killer Bee Fitness website, there is also proper hinging and squatting technique. Definitely check it out. During the workout, pay attention to what you are doing. Check your posture every couple of minutes or even more frequently. Watch the console and make sure you are working at the right effort at the right time. If you don't know what zone you should be in at all times, that's a problem and a recipe for boredom, which I view as selfishness. Get out of your head and focus on the workout. You need to drop all the baggage and drama at the door. If you are lost, then ask the trainer. Wasting your time in workouts will lead to you not sticking with the program and missing out on an opportunity to improve the quality of your life forever. If you are in your first month and you get to 12 classes before month 2, there is a 95% chance that you will continue and become a long-term member. Take that challenge and see for yourself. You're only going to do what you value. I know you value your health and your ability to live well, so this is a no-brainer. You just have to show up ready every time. Avoid distractions like chatting, drinking water when you don't need it, stalling when it's time to switch stations, stopping because your neighbor stopped, going to the bathroom, and daydreaming. This is your time to focus and improve yourself. Respect yourself enough to stay true to your commitment of giving it your best at all times. The way you get the best results for the least amount of time is through interval training. That means you go faster for periods of time and then slower. This is proven to be a very effective way to get stronger and improve overall endurance and strength. This is the foundation of Killer Bee workouts. We give you specific speeds and sometimes distances to achieve every interval so that it's absolutely clear on what your target is at all times. After the workout, spend a few minutes calming your body down. Take a few deep, slow breaths and remind yourself how fortunate you are to be able to exercise. It's a gift. Realize that now because it really is. Do some light leg and arm stretches, but don't overdo the stretching, especially if the workout was really tough. A better time to stretch more thoroughly would be after a hot shower when your muscles are more relaxed. People who are going to get the best results of anyone are the ones who let their instinct of competition surface. This is when games become fun because everyone pushes each other, which allows for the potential to reach new limits that can't be achieved without the game. And the final step after competition is domination. That's where you get tired of competing and you get so far ahead of the competition that you're untouchable. These are the masters of the game. For now, just get your mind right before every workout. Warm up properly and stay focused every second. This will put you in the fast lane to success. If you are new to exercise, competition is a few months away, so don't get all freaked out. Just keep showing up and putting in the work.